24 minutes past 11, it's BBC Radio Leeds. Now, the last time we sent Nicola to an event like this, we got nominated for an award. So no pressure, Nicola, love, no pressure.
No pressure. Yes, Graham. Well, we're over in Huddersfield at the Gal Farm Stadium this morning. I should be a bit quieter than this, actually, because you remember how serious this event was last year. Yeah. Well, we're in the third round of the English Championships of the Flick football competition. And, well, this is proof, really, that being fat, lazy and completely out of shape doesn't mean that you can't be an international sports star. Keith, you remember me from last year, don't you? Tell me why.
Because you stitched me up last year.
Well, Keith said to me, oh, you're that one who came last year, he said you were all nice before we went on air, and then the first thing he said to me is, what can you do with an inch? And you've not forgotten that, you've not lived it down, have you?
No, I'll get a bit of stick about that.
I've just been learning about the rules of this, Graham, and apparently you can both flick at the same time. I thought you might have to take turns to do the flicking, but you can both flick at the same time. So it's all quiet at the moment because they've just got underway. In about 15 minutes time, they're going to be, is it half-time or full-time?
Half-time.
Half-time. So just give us a rundown of what's going on here, Keith.
Well, as you pointed out, this is a round of the English circuit to decide the English champions.
And it's true that you guys get more excited about this than you do about the World Cup, isn't it?
No, not really.
Yes, it is. go and get for me Neil from Portsmouth. Neil, I know you're refereeing. Have you got a second?
Neil's very hello. Acceptable.
Come and defend yourself. How have you got on so far this morning?
Well, do I have to defend myself because I'm from Portsmouth?
No, because you're a Flick football champion. How have you got on this morning?
Well, I'm glad that you've announced that I'm a Flick champion because I'm usually at the bottom of the table, so I'm quite happy to be promoted like that. Thanks.
How's it gone this morning? You've had a game already?
Oh, I've lost my first two games.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's better than I normally do, so.
There's a lot of prestige involved in an event like this, isn't there? There's trophies to be had and all kinds.
Well, I normally get a right good kick in, so I'm quite happy.
So is this a big thing for you? I mean, you're obviously grown up. You're not 10 or 11. And you're standing around these little tables, flicking these little toys around, and you get quite excited about it, don't you?
No.
You do.
On the coast.
I've seen you in action.
Excuse me.
You get very excited, you lot. There's been cheering.
Well, any excuse, you know.
So I've got one or two celebrities here, Graham. I know how you like glitz and
really?
Glamour. Yes. We've got special guest players from Huddersfield Giants and Huddersfield Town. Ooh. So here with me now playing a game. Well, I'll let him introduce himself. It's Robbie from the Huddersfield Giants. Hello.
G'day. How's it going? Good morning.
Now, how's it going?
I am absolutely hopeless.
No, you've drawn the first one.
I drew the first game.
So that's embarrassing for the guy you were playing because he's a long-term player.
To be honest, he was coaching me most of the way and he only really started playing in the last minute of the game. But yes, I didn't lose. So.
Now, I want to have a word with your rival at the moment. Can you come round here for a second, Sam, or is it very important that you flick that ball? Come on then, come round here. Now, how old are you, Sam?
11.
And you are one of the best. You're the only guy that's this little here today, and you're pretty hot at this, aren't you? How's Robbie getting along against you at the moment?
Okay.
Have you got any advice for him?
Try and flop faster.
Try and flop faster.
No, block faster.
Block faster.
Well, actually, I put him aside before the game, and I said, look, if you beat me by too much, I'm going to beat you up. So
what do you think of this? It's a bit different. I know you've got a big game tomorrow, Robbie, so I'm wondering if you should be saving yourself for that.
Well, I told the coach he might get a call this afternoon because I got a strained pinky finger or something like that. But no, it should be all right. Yeah, got a big game tomorrow, but this is a good way to relax, actually.
So Sam, he's from Peterborough, is the number one junior in the world. Are you feeling the pressures on a little bit?
Yeah, I am, because, you know, obviously I had an adult last time and he looked after me, just basically coached me the whole way, but Sam's come straight out and scored a goal as quickly as he could. And then he said, now I'll slow down for you.
I've been told that the early stages of a Flick football tournament is a lot like the World Cup. Is it quite as exciting as that for you?
I wouldn't have a clue. I'm just trying to keep up with Sam, you see, at this point in time. The first guy, we took like a flick a minute. Now Sam's just flicking these things as they go, and I'm basically, all I'm doing is defending and holding on to my little goalie here.
So have you learned any techniques, any strategies? Obviously you need a fast flicking finger action. And anything else?
Yeah, you know, what I've learned the most is as a Sabutio player, I'm a pretty good rugby player.
Well, good luck tomorrow. Who are you playing, Hull?
Hull, at Hull. It's going to be a tough game. They're flying at the moment, but we're not doing too bad ourselves.
You're aiming to get into the top six?
Yep, and then by the end of the season, and just, you know, take one game at a time. Be very professional about it and prepare as much as we can, and hopefully we'll come away with a win.
Excellent. Good luck. Thanks for talking to us, Keith. We've got some whistles to blow in a little while, haven't we? How much longer have we got in this game?
I don't know. I haven't been looking at the time.
You are timekeeping, aren't you? You're the timekeeping master.
Yes, I am.
Do you want to all say hello and give us a little... say hello to Graham.
Hello.
See, there are people here. It's just very quiet. It's kind of... I'd compare it to something between darts and chess, Graham.
Well, no, it's... You can hear the concentration.
Yeah, it's a very stressful game, especially when you're getting beaten. It takes a lot of concentration to get back on even keel.
And if anyone wants to come down and watch Graham, it's free entry. There's not many spectators here at the moment, I have to say.
There is a bar.
Oh. Yes. You can even register as a competitor if you reckon you've got a fast flicking finger action, Graham.
I might come down this afternoon. My fingers are very good. I've got little stubby ones.
We get to all the exciting, glamorous world international events.
We are everywhere across West Yorkshire. Absolutely everywhere. Like a really bad rash. That's Nicola Rees live at the Gull Farm today with Robbie Paul. Robbie Paul there.
BBC Radio Leeds, West Yorkshire traffic.